On the show today, we have Elizabeth McCluskey, director of the Discovery Fund at CMFG Ventures, and Brian Young, founder of Home Lending Pal. Both of them are on the show today talking about, well, Home Lending Pal, and then how CMFG Ventures, or their Discovery Fund, will support this company and getting some exposure to the credit unions. You guys are going to really enjoy what the Home Lending Pal has to offer, so check it out. Elizabeth, how are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And then right next to me is Mr. Brian Young from Home Lending Pal. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me as well.
You're very welcome. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules to chat with us. And I want to talk to Brian first. We were talking before the recording about Home Lending Pal and what it's all about. So I'm going to ask you to repeat what you said to me, Brian. Well, I mean, just give us a quick little elevator speech on Home Lending Pal. What are you guys all about?
Yeah, Home Lending Pal is really just the marketplace that is geared towards helping the minority-majority census tract understand how to become a homeowner. We're utilizing artificial intelligence and blockchain technology. Think of it like a Siri for mortgages. We're preparing to release the conversational AI. So, you know, whether you're asking a question or not asking a question, it's finding proactive approaches to help that demographic become homeowners.
Cool. And so we're going to be talking a little bit more about that, but I want to go back to Elizabeth because you're the director of the Discovery Fund at CMFG Ventures. So tell us a little bit about the Discovery Fund and how the companies you're investing in tie in with credit unions and then tie in companies like Home Lending Pal as well.
Sure. So the Discovery Fund was launched in 2021 and we're part of CMFG Ventures, which is the venture capital arm of CUNA Mutual Group. So hopefully most of your listeners are familiar with CUNA Mutual Group. We're a financial services and insurance provider to the credit union industry and launched the ventures team about 6 years ago to help build bridges and relationships between fintechs and credit unions. We saw that there was a lot of opportunity for value add for both fintechs and credit unions and actually working together and not sort of seeing each other as the enemy or kind of ignoring each other. And the Discovery Fund specifically was launched to invest in underrepresented founders in the fintech space. So we're looking for companies that are founded by people of color, women, and LGBTQ entrepreneurs who are building solutions for financial inclusion. So companies that can help credit unions better serve underrepresented members, whether those are low-income populations, people of color, rural and tribal communities, and just trying to help them gain better access and affordability of financial services.
So what was it about Home Lending Pal that caught your eye? Because, I mean, I obviously see it, but just get your take on that. So what was the attraction there, so to speak?
Yeah, so first and foremost, especially at the early stage, we're really drawn to founders. And Brian is just a fantastic founder who has both an incredible vision for the company and a really strong ability to execute. So that is kind of the first impression that the company made was fantastic. And then as he mentioned, really trying to bring the opportunity for homeownership, which is a path towards wealth building and wealth creation to underserved populations. So to first-time homebuyers, particularly millennials and people of color, helping them build that path, sort of that on-ramp to homeownership, and in turn also helping credit unions better serve potential members who they might not have been able to reach or kind of know about before, and using some sort of a variety of data sources to actually bring fairly sort of underwritten and vetted borrowers to those credit unions.
And that's the credit union wheelhouse right there. And Brian, what benefits do credit unions get working with you guys?
I think technology. I mean, we're utilizing a lot of cutting edge technology that has been tested so far. You know, we have the great minds like Elizabeth behind us that are kind of helping us guide and understand how to come to the market. But then we're also doing a lot to engage the users, as she mentioned, with the people of color and millennials. You know, one of the things that our technology as we roll out this next phase is this conversational AI where it understands your vernacular, kind of like Siri does. And that's why I keep relating it to Siri, because, you know, it understands what you're asking for, but then it's smart enough to scan databases in your personal profile to make recommendations as to what you should do next. And for a credit union that's looking to build relationships with a younger demographic or even a minority demographic, this is a great way to bring them in the funnel and get them engaged and looking to take that next step. And we all know that, you know, buying a home isn't something you do overnight or isn't like going to Walmart where you buy a piece of candy. So with that, you know, we have to understand that this is about building relationship with the users, about making them feel comfortable, about building trust and transparency with those users. And that's usually the same kind of benefits that credit unions look to focus on.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing this because, you know, buying, like you said, buying a home is not going to Target or Walmart and buying, you know, something off the shelf. It can be a daunting process, especially for a first time home buyer. I mean, and the way home prices are going these days and what's going on in the mortgage lending industry, it's a little nutty right now, but anything to help out is certainly welcome. And the next question for you, Brian, is like, what resources are required of a credit union to work with you guys? Because it sounds like you guys are really leveraging AI and blockchain as well, which is a very smart of you guys to do.
Yeah, well, for the first part, I mean, for lead generation items, it's really just your mortgage department. You know, we do collect your overlays up front. We work with your team to kind of understand kind of what's your sweet spot, what's your box, and then the system does a lot of the heavy lifting for you. In terms of the blockchain stuff, you will have to allocate some of your IT development team there as well. But fortunately, you would have us, and then IBM is actually stepping in, providing resources to help these credit unions onboard into the solution. So it's very beneficial for everyone.
It sounds like you got some pretty decent players in your corner there, too. So you guys are setting yourselves up quite nicely for the future.
Yeah. We spent really the first 3 or 4 years. I mean, we're technically in year 4, but we've only been in market for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
The first 3 years was really gathering the posse, if you will, you know, building relationships with credit unions, Experian, FICO, and others. Showing the CFPB what we were trying to build, going out to Fannie and Freddie to try to get into equitable housing initiatives for them, and really kind of building this infrastructure of, you know, this ecosystem that is really focused on fair lending. And now that we have all the critical players involved, our next phase is really bringing all those critical players together from a technology perspective and really, you know, to your point of this question, you know, simplifying the onboarding process where it's easy for a credit union just to onboard into our ecosystem instead of trying to go out and build their own network that is, you know, blockchain based, et cetera. So,
yeah, definitely. And so, Elizabeth, coming back to you, what types of themes are you guys investing in? It sounds like Home Lending Pal is, you know, hits every mark that you want to invest in. So, so what themes are you guys looking for?
Yeah, so I think probably many people are familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, but we actually think of sort of Maslow's hierarchy from a financial services perspective and really looking at the full pyramid. So starting with helping people meet their basic kind of everyday needs, whether that's checking accounts or budgeting tools or just how can they manage their everyday spending, moving up to access to credit, both short-term and long-term forms of credit. But then thinking about how can they manage debt responsibly and how can they actually build wealth over time with solutions for things like homeownership, being able to, you know, find investment solutions that make sense for them, and eventually moving on to sort of legacy planning and building that generational wealth for their family and the next generations. So really thinking kind of across that spectrum and looking for solutions in each of those areas. And as you mentioned, Home Lending Pal really fits nicely within our thesis.
No doubt. Yeah. And I think the timing of this is really, really nice as well. Again, having seen what the market is doing right now, I think you guys your timing is spot on for sure. Gosh, anything else to wrap up? Brian, I'll come to you. Anything else to add on this topic? I mean, obviously you guys are setting yourselves up really, really nicely for the future here, and to have folks like Elizabeth in your corner and all the other folks that are in your corner as well. You guys are looking pretty good right now.
No, I mean, if there are credit unions that are really looking to lean in and to help us continue to build this ecosystem, I would love for you to reach out to myself or Elizabeth and make us aware so that I can work with you.
You got that right. Yeah, we'll help spread the word for you for sure. Elizabeth, anything else to add to wrap up here?
So I would just offer myself as a resource to any credit unions who are listening. We've actually built something called the FinTech Forum, which is a community for credit union leadership to get exposed to some of the trends in fintech and learn more about our portfolio companies. And we host monthly webinars on topics of interest. We have one coming up in May about the crypto industry, which I know everybody.
Oh my gosh, you're going to have virtual standing room only for sure.
Yeah,
Brian probably alludes to.
Yeah, so feel free to check that out or please connect with me individually. I would love to hear what's on the brains of credit unions and how we can help match you with some solutions that might benefit your members.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I think you just put crypto in any type of headline right now and the people will come flocking from every corner of the planet. So, all right, guys, well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Sounds like you got a lot on your plate, so I don't want to keep you from it, but thank you so much for your time today. And we're going to be watching. Brian, we're going to be watching you, all right? because I want to love to see you guys just really explode in growth. And with the help from folks from the CMFG Ventures and Elizabeth, sounds like, again, you guys are setting yourselves up quite nicely for the future. And I think credit unions are going to be very, very interested in what you guys have to offer.
Thank you.
You are
Thanks,
welcome.
Michael. You are welcome.